I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast. We have a texter that said they're angry with Joe Espada for not putting in a pinch runner for Cam Smith in the ninth and being more aggressive on the base paths. Cam Smith is one of the fastest players in baseball on the base paths. You don't pinch run for Cam Smith in that situation. Whoever you're putting in there to pinch run is not going to be faster than he is. So there's that. Payne and Pendergast with you as we head into the 8 o'clock hour. Vanessa Richardson of Space City Home Network, she's covering the Western Conference Finals for ESPN on their digital platform. She and former Rocket Iman Shumpert covering the Western Conference Finals. So she's going to join us at 9 a.m. We'll get a little playoff talk in, certainly some Rockets talk in with our good friend Vanessa Richardson in about an hour from now. So they Pro Football Focus put out a graphic yesterday, Seth. The best player under the age of 25 at each position in the NFL. So there's about 10 players here at each position. I think there's three Texans that would be in the argument for this. I double checked and they're all under the age of 25. I think the three players that would be in the argument to be on a graphic like this would be CJ Stroud at quarterback, Will Anderson Jr. at edge rusher, and Derek Stingley Jr. at cornerback. I think it's inarguable that they are in the argument for something like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pro Football Focus feels that none of those three, though, deserve to actually be on the graphic in the end. None of the three made the cut to be on the all-under-25 team on Pro Football Focus.
The one that I – this was surprising to me, just that Jared Verse was the guy that they put for edge rusher.
Yeah.
And Jared Verse was very, very good this year. I don't think that he necessarily showed that he was definitively better than Will Anderson. And I don't want to go by just sack numbers because that doesn't nearly tell the whole story. He was very, very effective and like played well against the run, really good as a pass rusher. But I would still have to give Will Anderson the nod over Jared Verse
on
this one.
I'm with you on Will Anderson. I think Stingley versus Trent McDuffie also. I can't imagine a corner having a better season than Stingley had last year, either statistically or if you just watch the film of Derek Stingley Jr. and the big plays that he made throughout the season. Like the numbers for what Derek Stingley Jr. allows in man-to-man coverage are eye-popping in terms of completion percentage and passer rating allowed.
I think with McDuffie, probably part of it is just because he was on a unit that, again, just they replaced a cornerback that had left in free agency and were such a good team defensively and so locked down that he gets the nod over him,
yeah.
I suppose. I'm not.
McDuffie's a good player. I'm not angry.
Yeah. So, Derek Stingley could totally be argued that he should be on this list. Yeah.
Do you think CJ is wired in a way where he's looking at all the love Jaden Daniels gets this offseason and it's fueling him in any way? Because Jaden Daniels is the all under 25 quarterback on here. I would say deservedly so if we're basing it off of last season. Jaden Daniels was awesome last season, and he led the Commanders to the NFC title game last year.
He broke a lot of CJ's records from just 1 year prior.
Correct.
And then we saw, it doesn't always just go automatically to the next year. So we'll see with Jaden Daniels now. No, I can't fault them for putting Jaden Daniels on there. I don't think CJ's wired that way when it comes to quarterback versus quarterback stuff. I think that this year especially, he's probably really trying to not be affected by that stuff and just keep radio silence on a lot of the stupid talk show stuff, like the stuff we talk about. So he's good friends with Jaden Daniels too.
Yeah, he is. I know. Well, publicly, that's what I was going to say. Like if he were asked that question publicly about Jaden Daniels' season, he will have nothing but praise for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
he'll point out that he's a Cali kid too. Right?
Yeah. Like, no, they're both Inland Empire.
Yeah.
Like, they've known each other forever. Yeah.
So he'll bring that up more so than that fueling him. Although I would guess he'd acknowledge a healthy competition between the two, but not in a bad way, not in a mean way. Puka Nacua is the wide receiver.
I don't want him, man. I honestly, I don't want my quarterback, like, even knowing what an all under 25 team is. In an ideal world, yeah, you want just the appropriate size chip on your shoulder. And maybe your goal is to become known as the best of all time or the best of your generation or something like that.
Yeah.
Like when you get into the minor league lists, like all under 25 team, that no, because then you've got an infinite number of various lists that you are or not a part of.
I wonder how many teams are mad at themselves that they didn't draft Jalen Carter back in 2023, that they let him slip to 9 and the Eagles move up and get Jalen Carter and took the chance on him. He, by the way, is the interior defender on this graphic here.
Ron Hughley texted us, and Ron Hughley, who's watched a whole lot of Trent McDuffie, says he can't put McDuffie over Derek Stingley.
Okay, so there you go. Yeah. So there's someone.
All right, there. I'm outraged. I can't believe that this website. Who is it? PFF. Damn you.
Yeah.
Damn you, you SOBs.
Yeah.
Disrespect.
What the hell?
You know what? You know what PFF is, Sean?
What are they?
They're still put out that we fired Bobby Slowick. So Bobby Slowick, PFF.
Alum.
Yeah, PFF, Pro Football Focus, is where Bobby Slowick worked for a couple years while he was on hiatus from professional football.
Yeah.
And I think PFF, they liked having to be able to walk around and be like, yep, that's right. We're a springboard to success amongst coaches. That we're not just a bunch of football nerds like you guys want to say we are.
Yeah.
And the Texans go ahead and fire Bobby Slowick, and this is retribution.
Fire him. They're going to put PFF out of business. Like CJ put the S2 test out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody heard of the S2 test since CJ Stroud got drafted? Nope. Derwin suggesting on the text page maybe injuries for Will Anderson hurt him. He only missed a couple of games each year, and then he sat in Week 18. I don't know. I mean, Jared Verse had a really good season. He was a defensive rookie of the year. Jared Verse is a really good football player. But Will Anderson, Seth, I took the segment we did yesterday where we were talking about Houston sports body parts that we get nervous about getting injured all the time, and you added Will Anderson's ankle to the list, appropriately so. I turned that into an article for the Houston Press yesterday, and I went and looked up the injuries because I had C.J. Stroud's one concussion that he's had, but I'm always nervous anytime my quarterback goes to the ground and hits his head. I'm always, especially if you've had a concussion. The C.J. concussion and both Will Anderson Jr. ankle injuries,
mm-hmm.
MetLife. All those injuries happened. Now, the one this past season with Will, Neville Hewitt rolled his ankle, so it's hard to blame that on the turf. But the first one, his rookie year, he just walked away from MetLife, limped away from MetLife with an ankle injury. And CJ's head getting slammed down on turf.
That turf in general, not known as the best turf in the world already. And then the Texans, going into that game last year, a lot of people just still had PTSD from that concussion.
Yeah, so both injuries to Will Anderson and CJ, all at the Jets. At the Jets, yeah.
They didn't have PTSD. They had actual post-concussion syndrome as a fan. Right.
Someone says, didn't Stingley just make the All-Pro team? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
No, but PFF, they have to go by their grades and everything and show this, that, and all the others. So, so Jared Verse graded out higher on PFF than Will
Anderson.
That's
probably what it was. I guess that had to be what it is. The other thing, I guess, like how many players for the Texans do you think are in the top 10 at their position conversation? I think all three guys that we just mentioned there are in. As we look at the Texans' overall talent level,
not on the under 25,
not under
20,
just overall. Like I would put Danielle Hunter in this category. Like Danielle Hunter's 30. I think he and Will are both top 10, or at least in the conversation. I haven't power ranked them or anything like that, but just in trying to get a grasp for what's this team's core talent level. How well spread out is it, too?
Well, that's where I think when you talk about the money positions are the ones that are most important.
Yeah.
The edge rushers and the defensive backs, the cornerbacks on defense. I think they're in really good shape at edge rusher. I think that Derek Stingley, obviously top 10. Kamari Lassiter not there, but potential to be. So Derek Stingley, Danielle Hunter, I wouldn't put Will Anderson quite yet at top 10. I think he's very capable of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nico, when he's healthy. But
when he's healthy,
if he plays 17 games, 100%.
Yeah. What about Joe Mixon? Is he in the conversation for top 10 running back?
I don't think so. Not anymore, right?
No. I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. You know, here's the thing.
Top 10 is like, yeah.
There's, okay. Like with running back, there's so few guys that get the workload anymore where you'd call him a top 10 running back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking maybe Mixon's in that conversation. So maybe Mixon, Seth, behind a better offensive line is in that conversation. Like Joe Mixon did what he did last year largely on his own. He made that offensive line look better at times. Where is C.J. Stroud, do you think, in this conversation right now?
Stroud is – he's right on that fringe for – he's been in that area of like, hey, I don't think he's quite top 10 based on last year's performance. I mean, based on last year's performance, with all the excuses, you know, and legitimate explanations for it, he wasn't a top 10 quarterback last year. So I would say he's probably, without going through the actual names, I would put him somewhere objectively 11 through 15.
Yeah, I think the upper end of 11 through 15 is what it feels like right now with him.
Yeah.
You know, you think of all the guys that made it to his stage of the playoffs that he got knocked out at last year, you know, like Mahomes definitely ahead, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Like he might be sixth or seventh in the AFC right now, you know, like before you've even talked about Jalen Hurts and, you know, Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford and guys like that over in the
NFC. I can't. I mean, when you get down to, you know, if just go by QBR, just whatever, randomly we'll pick that one. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Can't put him up there yet.
Nope.
Jaden Daniels is debatable, very debatable. But basically, you know, then Jordan. This is where the arguments get interesting. You got Jordan Love, then Jared Goff. So I still can't put CJ above Jared Goff right now.
No.
Jared Goff's in a really good situation, but still, he's also just flat out producing. I would still argue about Jordan Love. Then you go down to Brock Purdy, Pat Mahomes, Kyler Murray. Like those guys, other than Mahomes, they're Purdy, Murray, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert.
Herbert was on a top eight quarterbacks graphic from PFF yesterday, and I got so mad. I'm like, did Justin Herbert? No, I don't know of a quarterback. Maybe Trevor Lawrence, just based on how much he got paid by Jacksonville. But outside of Trevor Lawrence, I don't know that there's been a quarterback who's gotten more latitude over what he's viewed as a quarterback, juxtaposed to what he has actually accomplished as a quarterback. Justin Herbert.
With CJ, I think I'm going to be, it's probably somewhere more between 7 and 10.
Yeah.
Just because there is a big old muck of viable but unexciting quarterbacks out there these days. And I feel like he's at the...
So he might be top 10.
If you look at his first 2 years, And I'll take into account the level of difficulty for some of the really good stuff he did do last year.
So
he's inside the top 10.
I know I'd rather have... Like, you can debate like what it's looked like for the first 2 years on a lot of those guys with CJ. I just know I'd rather have CJ than all of those guys you just named. Moving forward.
Jordan Love, Brock Purdy.
Yeah, Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd rather have CJ than all those guys, especially at age 23 right now. So that's, you know, and that's a different argument than is he a top 10 quarterback? Is he a top 10 quarterback moving forward that you'd want to have is different than is he top 10 right now? I get that, but he might be top 10 right now. I think there's an argument to be made.
I feel like you've had it up to here with Justin Herbert.
Here. Yeah, dude. It's been that way for 2 years.
Because you've been out there. You're the quarterback. I don't want my quarterback to act like you. You've been out there scouring these power rankings, and you're just getting sick and tired of Justin Herbert being ranked above C.J. Stroud.
I would make a terrible quarterback because I would be looking at these rankings all the time.
Yeah.
I'd be bringing them up in press conferences. Like Laramie Tunsil does. I would be side-eyeing on Twitter, all the PFF rankings and things like that. You would hate me if I were a quarterback. You would destroy me on the radio.
Guys, he's mentally weak.
You would destroy me. Be obsessed
with... But Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, honestly, I kind of stuck up for Justin Herbert before the Texans played them in the playoffs. Because, but, I mean, as I was sticking up for him, I kept realizing, man, Sean's right. Like, you gotta go out of your way to explain that, no, it was actually really good that he actually wasn't pushing the ball downfield because he was being smarter with the ball. And it's all these sawed-off, castrated opinions about why he's genuinely an elite quarterback.
Yes,
and it's starting to annoy me, Sean.
It was good. I'm glad you're getting on my level when it comes to the Justin Herbert annoyance. It was Jim Harbaugh. Like, Jim Harbaugh and the way they coached him last year was, you know, they made him a more careful quarterback. So much was made about the three interceptions that he threw all year. He threw four against the playoff team here at NRG Stadium. He's done nothing. He got blown out by the Texans in the playoffs. He was a quarterback of a team that coughed up a 27-0 lead to Trevor Lawrence, who's the only other quarterback that can get on that same level of overratedness to me. It's, yeah, like I see Justin Herbert still in the top eight, and I'm like, oh God, when is this gonna stop? CJ over everyone, someone says. Well, good for you, Texter. I don't know if that's the case, CJ over everyone, but we're pro CJ Stroud here. I agree with Sean, a Texter says. I'm not sure why Justin Herbert gets all the praise. How is he that much better or any different than Trevor Lawrence? The only thing I'd say about that is that
He's way better than Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, yeah. You know why? The biggest thing he's better than with Trevor Lawrence is just being better at football. How's that? Trevor Lawrence. Well, and you just look at the performance. Trevor Lawrence has been the starting quarterback now in 4 years in Jacksonville. He's twice been the starting quarterback for a team picking in the top five. Those teams, like Trevor Lawrence has been the quarterback on some really bad Jacksonville teams. So. Justin Herbert is another Phillip Rivers underachiever in big games. That would be on brand for the Chargers. That would be the type of quarterback they would have.
Yeah.
Someone who just underperforms in big games.
Well, and that's where Jim Harbaugh might be the best coach, is a coach who sometimes just wants to take the ball out of the quarterback's hands.
Yes.
Become a complete team that does it with more than just the quarterback.
They drafted a running back in the first round this year. They drafted the Hampton kid from North Carolina in the first round this year. Could add Matthew Golden. Could have got yourself another weapon in the passing game. They got a running back instead. All right, 713-572.
To be fair to that texter, though, I would say that, yeah, I think there is a lot of Trevor Lawrence to Justin Herbert that goes, for whatever reason, uncriticized or unnoticed.
It's weird.
Well, because he's had some good, like with Trevor Lawrence, you know what? It's a fair comparison, only that Justin Herbert is a lot better at being Trevor Lawrence than Trevor Lawrence is.
Yeah.
For one, his touchdown production is way better than Trevor Lawrence. But he does throw, like, he's thrown about the exact same number of interceptions with a good number, a few more attempts. But he's not that much better than Trevor Lawrence.
I feel like Josh Allen gets criticized more for not beating the Chiefs than either of those guys do for not doing anything. Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Wednesday. All right, the latest on Bill Belichick. Does Bill Belichick know that he's engaged? Because that news, at least a report of it, dropped that he might be engaged to Jordan Hudson yesterday. And I've got a little game of Family Feud that I want to play with Seth based on keywords and phrases that are being used to describe Jordan Hudson on the interwebs. See if Seth can guess a few of these. That is coming up next.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.